You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
The fourth item. The land is unfruitful. The land is
barren.
This is in the second Kings chapter 2.
耶利哥那里他们种的东西。
In the city of Jericho, they try to grow produce.
东西也成长。
Yes, the produce will grow.
但是没有熟就掉了。
But then they die before mature.
我想在座年轻人不太有种菜的经历哈，在座这些当爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆的常常种菜。
Probably only the elderly brothers and sisters have the experience of growing vegetables of produce.
你绝对会很心疼土产不熟而过。
If the produce dies before maturing, it's very a pity.
因为它不能吃。
Because you can't eat them.
弟兄姊妹啊，因为水恶劣。
It's because the water is bad.
再一次讲到我们生命里面所接收的东西不纯净，所以破坏了正常的成长。
In other words, these produce were getting things that were not right, so they could not grow.
我想我们读雅各书第二章的时候，那边也说到在葡萄开花放香的时候，要为我们勤抓。小狐狸，记不记得？
In the Song of Songs chapter 2, it says that before the vine bud, we should capture the fox.
如果葡萄在开花的时候，所有的花都被小狐狸给弄掉了。
If all the blossoms of vine got destroyed by the fox,
它是一棵不可能再有结果的葡萄树。
The vine will not yield fruit.
它突然增长，突然茂盛。
It will just grow in vain.
它不可能得到果实。
But it will not yield fruit.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们多少时候神儿女们在主面前，我们不是没有增长。
So oftentimes it's not that we do not have growth.
我们像路加福音第八章说的一样，结不出成熟的籽粒来。
We will grow, but we will not yield mature fruit.
我们常常土产不熟而落。
Like we miscarry.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主面前要小心的。
And this is something we got to watch.
水恶劣，就说到我们所吸收的东西不纯净。
The water is bad because we receive things that are impure.
所以土产没有熟，不能够让神让人享受，它就掉了。
So the produce cannot grow to maturity.
这次我们去一个地方啊。
This time we went to a place.
有一些的人从东北跑来。
Some came from the northern eastern China, part of China.
他们很语重心长地告诉我们。
They told us something with a heavy heart.
他说有非常多的韩国宣教士到东北去了。
Many missionaries went to the northeastern part of China from Korea.
然后他们把很多错误的教训带去了。
They bring many false teachings to Chinese.
弟兄姊妹，有很多很好的韩国宣教士，他们非常认真的。
Well, we have to say there are many good Korean missionaries who served the Lord diligently.
但是就在这些好的里面，也跟着掺进了许多掺杂的东西进来。
But among good missionaries, there are some not so good ones.
他们弄很多错误的教训在那里，在建立教会。
They're building churches with false teachings.
其实刚刚开始，中国教会因为缺少带领、缺少材料、缺少财力资源，所以很多人倾向韩国教会的帮助。
Since Chinese churches lack a lot of resources, they turn to the Korean churches for help.
他们有大量的资料、资源、钱财去扶持他们。
They have lots of resources, reading materials and money to support them.
但是后来才发现他们的教训是这样子的错误，这样子的偏离，很多的教会都出了问题了。
And then they run into problems because these false teachings.
弟兄姊妹，水恶劣，土产不熟而落。
Because the water is bad, the produce cannot mature.
今天我们不能够像吃野瓜藤一样，什么东西抓的都吃的。
Today we can't just eat anything we lay hold of, like the wildfire.
请问哈，如果医生对你说你爱吃什么就吃什么
？Let me ask you, if your doctor says you can eat whatever you like.
反正你爱吃什么尽量吃就是了。
Just eat whatever you like.
这是爱你吗
？Do you think the doctor loves you？
他讲这句话的时候，就表示你已经没有多少日子了。
You know, if your doctor tells you this, that means you don't have many days to live.
是 随便你吃好了。
You do whatever you want.
当你还是健康的时候。
But if you're still healthy.
他可能会告诉你少吃油脂的东西，少吃油炸的东西。
He might tell you don't eat a deep fried stuff or fatty food.
我这趟出去在中国看了两次医生，他们一把脉都说你的墨怎么弱成这个样子。
This time I went to see a doctor twice, and then when the doctors read my pulse.They all say, how come your pulse is so weak?
他说你一定非常疲倦。
You must be very tired.
他说所以你的抵抗力弱，所以你会过敏，你会有这些问题，有那些问题。
And your immunity is very weak, so you might suffer from allergies and other problems.
所以他告诉我该怎么样，该怎么样。
So he tells me what I have to do.
虽然这个听的不是很快乐，但是至少他不是说你爱吃什么就吃什么。
Even though I was not very happy to hear what he had to say, but at least he didn't tell me do whatever you want.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天很多人就是爱吃什么就吃什么。
But today we live in a lifestyle that we eat whatever we like.
属灵上也是爱吃什么就吃什么。
It's the same way spiritually.
你就知道离你出事情的日子不远了。
Then you know you're not too far from trouble.
早晚有一天中毒的。
Sooner or later you're gonna get poisoned.
可能已经中毒了。
Maybe you are poisoned already.
世界周刊说我们每一个人身上平均有十公斤的毒，是吧？几公斤啊
？Like the Chinese World News Weekly says we have about 10 kilograms of poison or toxic.
我看到报纸，我从来信不来。我说，难道我有这么多的毒吗
？Says on an average we have about 10 kilograms of toxic.
弟兄姊妹，所以地上有很多的排毒药、排毒餐啊。
That's why we have so many different kinds of ways to detoxify our body.
那属灵生命最好的排毒餐就是好好读主的话。
And the best spiritual detoxification is to read God's words.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的话能够医治这一切的毒物。
Only God's words can heal all these things.
第五件事情。
The fifth item.
我这里写说不肯或是不敢将自己有限的五饼二鱼交给主。
Unwilling or afraid to surrender our five loaves and two fish to the Lord.
这是我们另外一个饥饿的原因。
And that is another reason for our hunger.
你看我们礼拜五小组的聚会常常开头都很死沉啊。
Look at our small group meetings on Friday. We usually start with dead silence.
我听到很多小组在检讨的时候都说前面半个小时好像在 warm up.
And then many groups reported that they used the first half hour to warm up.
就怎么样？因为我们不愿意把自己有的交出来。
It's because we're not willing to surrender or to give out our five loaves and two fish.
我们这个如果像那个小孩子，如果他自私一点哈，五饼二鱼是他自己的便当。
If the little boy were a little bit selfish because those two fish and five loaves belong to him.
他想我自己都不够吃，我哪里可以跟你们分呢？
He thought, I don't even have enough to eat. Why should I share with you?
那天呢，五千多个人都要饿肚子了。
And that day, all those 5,000 men would be hungry.
或是那个小孩子，他没有信心，想五饼二鱼怎么可能给这么多人吃？
Or if the little boy did not have enough faith, how can I feed 5,000 with such small amount?
同样的那一天呢？几千上万的人就没有东西吃。
And then again that day those thousands people will not have food.
我真的巴不得当我们每一次来到任何聚会里面。
So I hope whenever we come to any meeting.
不管小组聚会，不管教会的聚会。
Whether our small group meeting or our church meeting.
我希望我们都能够听得见主耶稣说的这句话。
I hope that we will hear what the Lord says here.
拿过来给我。
Give it to me.
弟兄姊妹，拿过来给我。
Give it to me.
不管我们有多少。
Bring them here to me.
我们愿意交在主的手中。
No matter how much or little, give it to the Lord.
如果每一个人都愿意把自己交在主的手中。
If everyone is willing to surrender ourselves to the Lord. We will see God's presence in every meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这个功课神的门徒们学不好啊。
And the disciples of the Lord did not learn the lesson well.
圣经里面只有一个神迹，除了主耶稣复活的神迹以外。
Apart from the miracle of Jesus' resurrection.
四卷福音书都记得啊。
There's only one miracle that's recorded in all four gospels.
很多的神迹最多只出现过三本书。
Many miracles at the most appear in three out of the four gospels.
只有一个神迹四卷福音书都记得，就是五饼二鱼的神迹。
Only one miracle is recorded in all four gospels, and that is the five loaves and two fish.
耶稣在这里要强调一件事情。
The Lord wants to emphasize one thing here.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
当我们肯把自己交给他的时候。
We're willing to give ourselves to
他能够祝福，他能够拨开，能够叫所有人都吃得饱。
He can bless, break, and feed everyone.
关键是在于我们肯不肯交出自己。
But the key is, are we willing to give ourselves?
而你发现很稀奇的事情。
What's amazing?
五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个人，收拾了十二篮。
Five loaves and two fish fed 5,000 men, and yet collected 12 baskets full of leftovers.
没有多久，到了马太福音十五章，又再发生一次。
Soon after, in Matthew chapter 15, the same thing happened again.
圣经上记载说，这些门徒们，这些众人跟着主耶稣在野地已经三天了。
And the Bible says the disciples and the multitude were with Jesus for 3 days.
他们渴慕天主的话，三天没有东西吃。
They long to hear from Jesus and had no food to eat for 3 days.
主耶稣说不愿意叫他们饿着回去，免得路上困乏。
The Lord says, I do not want them to send them away, for they might collapse on the way.
然后他问门徒说，你们有什么吃的没有？
So he asked the disciples, do you have anything to eat?
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？门徒怎么说？
And what did the disciples say?
他说我们有几个饼，几条小鱼。
We have a few loaves and some fish.
不久以前才发生过五饼二鱼的神迹。
Not long ago, they witnessed the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
而这些门徒们现在明明手上有几个饼，几条小鱼。
And now the disciples have some loaves and fish.
但是却让众人三天没有东西吃。
Yet he allowed the multitude to go hungry for 3 days.
这个功课学不会。
They did not learn the lesson well.
交不出来。
They could not surrender.
不能够信任他们所要交给的主。
They could not trust the Lord that they are going to give.
他们想说，我们怎么可能让这么多人应付这么多的需要呢？
They say, how can we satisfy the needs of the multitude?
他们完全忘记了不久之前主耶稣才借着五饼二鱼叫五千个人吃饱。
They totally forgot that not long ago the Lord Jesus already satisfied 5,000 men.
弟兄姊妹，许多属灵的功课我们需要一学再学。
A lot of times we have to repeatedly learn the same spiritual lesson.
那天当他们再一次把这几条饼几个饼几条小鱼交给主的时候，
That day when they offer up their of loaves and fish.
主立刻喂饱了这四千个人。
Instantly the Lord fed 4,000.
剩下的还有七筐。
And they collected 7 baskets of leftovers.
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经上知道门徒们不学功课。
From the Bible, we know that the disciples did not learn lessons well.
那我不晓得今天的你我，我们学好的功课没有？
But have we learned the lesson well today?
你们有没有看到每个礼拜二与弟兄这么可怜的说，弟兄姊妹有没有什么要分享的？
Every Tuesday at the prayer meeting, Brother Yu kept asking, "Do you have anything to share?"
我已经凭信心说了十几年了。
I have asked this.By faith for more than 10 years.
我说礼拜天有没有任何的信息大家回到操练有所得着可以分享的？
Do you have anything to feedback your practice from listening to the sermon?
有没有任何弟兄弟兄姊妹在这两三天你个人灵修里面有什么属灵的得着可以跟大家分享的？
Or you can share with us what you learned from your devotional time.
然后你们发现我讲完以后都是我自己打个结下台。
And then every time after I ask, then I have to conclude by myself and...
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们不肯把自己交出来，
we're not willing to offer ourselves,
如果我们小看主已经给我们的，
or despise what the Lord has already given us,
或许说如果我们小看了那位能够拨开我们祝福众人的主，
or we might even say we despise the Lord who can bless and break us and give to us,
我们就不会想把自己交出来，
then we will not be willing to give ourselves to the Lord.
当我们更多的人把自己的五饼二鱼交出来的时候，
if more people are willing to give out our five loaves and two fish,
神要喂饱的就不是五千个人，
then what God can feed is not only 5,000.
神能够借着我们不知道喂饱多少的人，
you don't know how many God can satisfy.
其实这也是神今天在做的事情。
And that is what God is doing today.
虽然我很少在这里跟弟兄姊妹讲，
I hardly tell you.
但是我们常常到各地听到多少的弟兄姊妹说从我们的网络上他们得到祝福。
But everywhere we go, we meet so many brothers and sisters who have been blessed through our website.
当别人在谢谢我们在夸奖我们的时候从来不敢在我里面有任何的骄傲。
Whenever people thank us or praise us, I dare not to have any pride in my heart.
我知道我们有的算得了什么。
I know what we have is very little.
我们所经历所认识的真的就是一点点。
Our experience and our knowledge is very little.
但就像我们在网络上跟众人所讲的，我们不过就是愿意把五饼二鱼交在主的手中。
But what we do is just we're willing to offer our five loaves and two fish to the Lord.
是这位祝福的主让这五饼二鱼可以使五千个人吃饱。
It's the Lord of blessing that caused these loaves and fish to feed 5,000.
没有他的拨开，没有他的祝福，我们有再多的交在主的手中都没有用的。
Without his breaking a blessing, doesn't matter how much we offer, it will be useless.
但是就是因为我们所信的主，他是生命的主。
But yet the Lord that we trust and believe is the Lord of life.
他是教会的元首。
He's the head of the church.
他是全能的神。
And he's the Almighty God.
当我们肯把自己交在他手中的时候
，We're willing to give ourselves to the Lord.
神可以借着我们这么贫穷有限的交出，神行做。
And then he can use the limited things that we offer and perform a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，神已经在我们中间做了奇妙的事。
The Lord has done wonderful things in our midst.
神还要兴起更多的器皿做更多的事情。
And God wants to rise up more vessels for more miracles.
上个礼拜天聚会，我们会为着我们要成立的商伯牧培训中心有一个 Q&A 问题解答。
On next Sunday, we will have a Q&A session for the our CEDAR training that's about to.
我真的巴不得在我们教会有更多的弟兄姊妹看见神家的需要。
I hope that more brothers and sisters see the need of God's house.
我们要脱离神儿女们那种软弱、较穷、不满足的情形。
We have to depart from the impoverished state.
为着自己，为着教会，为着众教会，我们愿意在主的面前让主来装备我们。
That we're willing to equip ourselves for ourselves and for our church and for the churches.
让我们每一个人在主的面前，我们是丰富的。
So that we are abundant before the Lord.
让这个小小的教会在主的面前真是有粮食可以交在主的手中。
So that this little church can have food to offer to the Lord.
当有人来到我们中间的时候，能够说我们在这里吃到主。在这里遇见了主。
So when people come here, they can say, "Oh, we have eaten the Lord. We have met the Lord."
人可以说这里不是突然被称伯利恒之家。
They would not say that this place is called House of Bethlehem in vain.
因为在这里真正有粮。
Because there is food here.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能光靠讲台。
We cannot just count on the pulpit.
我们要靠在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
It has to be on everyone.
在这一个饥荒要临到的世代里面
，before the famine comes，
每一个人都在主的面前是有存粮积粮的人。
So every one of us is a collector, a store of food.
每一个人都是手中有粮的人。
That all of us will have food in our hands.
所以当你回家去探亲的时候
，So when you go home to visit your relatives，
当你在公司上班的时候
，Or when you go to work，
当你跟邻居相处的时候
，Or you deal with your neighbors，
当人有需要来到你面前的时候
，When people come to you with a need，
我们能够在这里有粮食跟人分享。
That we will have food to spare.
我们肯有勇气把自己交给主。
We have courage to give ourselves to the Lord.
不要说少数的同事。
Not only the.
主让我们看见五千人、上万人都可以借着小孩子的摆出，可以满足他们。
The Lord has shown us that thousands can be fed through a little boy's offering.
接下来跟这个有关的就是不要糟蹋和浪费。
Then the next one is.No waste, please.
当他们吃饱喝足的时候
，After they have they've been satisfied.
主说把零碎收起来，不要糟蹋了。
The Lord says, collect all the leftovers, so there will be no waste.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前吃饱的时候
，After we've been fed.
当我们在主面前有得着的时候
，And we gain something.
我们决定不糟蹋。
Don't waste it.
我们连零碎都收起来。
Collect even the leftovers.
我们能够让这零碎里面仍然有十二篮。
So we can collect up to 12 baskets.
仍然有七筐
or 7 baskets.
这两套书不晓得你们都看过没有
？I don't know if they have read a series of books.
福音书房出的一系列叫做十二篮，大部分是黎托森弟兄的信息。
Mostly are the messages of Father Watchman.
你没看过，我鼓励你看啊。
If you haven't read the book, I encourage you to.
他们谦卑的用十二篮称，表示说这是零碎收起来的。
They humbly call the series of books a 12 baskets.Implying it's a leftover collection.
里面多少的信息，我到今天都还记得，他帮助过我。
There are many messages that help me even up to today. I still remember.
那侯老姊妹的信息累积出七筐来。
And the messages of Sister Ho were collected, and it's called seven baskets.
弟兄姊妹，不要糟蹋。
Don't waste.
我们所有领受的。
Everything that we gain.
带到小组去分享。
Bring to the small group.
隔了几天，我们每一个好像分享一点零碎。
If we just share our collectively,
它仍然是丰富的啊。
Then our meeting can be.
最后第七个。
The seven items.
阿摩斯书第八章十一节讲。
In book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11.
饥饿非因无饼, 干渴非因无水, 乃因不肯听从耶和华的话。
So the Lord says, I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or the thirst for water, but the famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
很多时候我们没有东西吃,
a lot of times we have nothing to eat.
不是神不给我们,
it's not that the Lord doesn't give us.
因为我们不顺服神,
it's because we do not obey God.
换一个角度来说,
in other words,
当我们顺服神的时候,
if we obey the Lord,
神有特别的食物要赐给我们,
He has prepare for us special food.
连主耶稣都这样子,
even the Lord Jesus said,
记不记得在约翰福音第四章撒玛利亚井旁主耶稣跟女人谈话以后,
remember the conversation the Lord Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well.
门徒进城去买食物,
the disciples went to the city to buy food.
回来要给主耶稣的时候, 主耶稣说不用吃, 他说他吃过了,
and then when they came back, they gave the food to Jesus, and Jesus said, I've already eaten.
他们以为主耶稣私藏食物, 会有人给主耶稣吃了,
so they wonder how come the Lord has food.
主耶稣讲了一句话, 约翰福音4章34节,
the Lord said something as in John chapter 4 verse 34.
他说, 我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意, 做成他的工。
He says that my food is to do the will of the Father who sent me.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们顺从神的时候,
when we obey the Lord,
神有特别的粮食赐给我们。
He has special food prepared for us.
利未记26章第5节讲到那些顺服神的子民。
In the book of Leviticus chapter 6 verse 4, it says, for those who obey the Lord,
他们要收割一直到这个种葡萄的时候,
they will have harvest all the way until they plant wine.
摘葡萄一直摘到撒种的时候,
and they will have harvest of grapes all the way until they sow seed.
神要使他们一无所缺,
God will cause them to lack nothing.
祝福 after 祝福,
it's a blessing after blessing.
反过来, 如果神儿女们不顺服神的时候,
on the other hand, if children of God do not obey,
神要使天如铁, 地如铜, 树上长不出东西来。
God will cause the heaven to be like iron and the earth to be like bronze. There will be nothing growing.
弟兄姊妹啊, 启示录第二章也讲到, 像在别加摩这样子的教会,
In the book of Revelation chapter 2, the Lord says to the church at Pergamos,
大家知不知道别加摩教会最得罪神的地方是什么?
Do you know what they have done to offend the Lord?
他们里面有撒旦的座位,
in their church, there's a seat of for Satan.
教会居然成为撒旦的居所, 你说有这种事情?
That the church becomes a dwelling place of Satan.
但是神对别加摩教会的得胜者, 神呼召他们做得胜者,
yeah, the Lord still gave them the calling to become overcomers.
神说得胜的, 我要赐给他隐藏的玛纳,
for those who overcome, I will give him hidden manna.
神有一些隐藏起来的玛纳,
God has some manna that was hidden.
跟那张天上掉下来, 让众百姓
That manna is different from the manna that is sent out on the ground. The manna was especially hidden for overcomers. I hope that would be our lifestyle.
我们在主的面前顺服,
that we obey the Lord and enjoy
this.
You see, I just went through the 7 items.
我能不能问说这七个点你都没有问题的情绪上?
Please raise your hand if none of these apply to you.
太客气了。
Maybe you're just being modest.
其实这七个点里面, 只要有任何一个点, 我说发生在我们的身上,
if any of this applies to us,
已经说到仇敌的工作在我们的身上,
that means the enemy already is working on us.
早晚我们属灵的粮食要被破坏,
sooner or later our spiritual food will be destroyed.
早晚我们的生命会软弱无力,
sooner or later we will be weak and powerless.
早晚你会活在 虚空不满足的里面,
sooner or later you're going to live in emptiness.
如果神儿女们普遍的这样,
if this is a common situation for all children of God,
这个就叫做饥荒来临,
and that is called famine.
如果今天都这样,
if this happened already today,
10年后, 20年后,
can you imagine 10 years later, 20 years later,
如果在我们这一代已经发生了,
if this already happened in our generation,
能不能看得清楚你们, 我们的下一代, 现在的 teenager, 小孩子。
Can you foresee the crisis for the teenagers, for our children?
我们能不能看见、感受到有一个可怕的饥荒要来临？
Can we foresee the coming of a dreadful famine?
感谢神，虽然这七件事情我是从反面说过来。
I thank the Lord, even though I speak all these things from a negative point of view.
作为我们的提醒。
So that they become our warning.
但是同样的，你从另外一面看过来。
But yet on the other side.
也就是我们的出路是积极我们该有的行动。
There's also a way for us. There's action we can take.
我们巴不得神家有更多像约瑟这样子有远见的人被兴起来。
I would hope that more people would rise up like Joseph with insight.
能够投入在丰富的时候就懂得存粮的人。
So in time of abundance, know to collect food.
我们希望神家有更多人像基甸这样子的人被兴起来。
That more people will rise up like Gideon.
他们看。这是一个属灵粮食的争夺战。
They see that this is the spiritual battle of spiritual food.
他们能够勇敢地投身在这场征战中。
That they will get involved in this battle.
虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶，直到将米甸人毁灭。
They may be tired, but they will continue to pursue until they totally destroy Midianites.
我们希望神家多有一些像路德这样子殷勤起来实惠的人。
It will be a more rise up like Ruth to diligently glean.
他不偷懒，不体贴肉体，每一天殷勤的在主面前来收取粮食。
She will not gratify her flesh, but every day get up diligently to glean.
我们也希望神家多有一些人生命丰富，像大卫的人。
And we hope more people will have abundant life like David.
他所有的经历都能够跟人分享，叫人得到生命。
That all his experiences can share with others, so that others will gain life.
不管他得胜，他软弱，他失败。
His experiences of success or failures.
不管他临低层，不管他临高昂，他做的事都在这里造就人。
Whether he was in his high or low in the spirit.What he wrote can edify.
他在病痛中，他在贫穷中，他在危难中，他在宝座上，他可以从各种经历、各种角度在这里归荣耀给神。
He can give glory to God, whether he's in his sick bed, in his trial, in his troubles, or on his throne.
同样的，我们也希望在这里多有一些老练、智慧像以利沙的人。
And we have more mature.And wise people like Elisha.
他能够为神儿女们来解毒。
That he can get rid of the deadly poison.
你看那些野瓜藤叫神，那些仆人们中毒的时候。
When children of God got poisoned by wild vine.
伊丽莎抓了一把面丢下去，就把毒给化掉了。
Elisha grabbed some flour and get rid of.
什么叫做面
？Solve this problem.
面是麦子落在地里死了。
What is flour? It's a grain of wheat falling to the ground and dies.
面是麦子落在地里死了，它长大成熟，结出籽粒来。
And then it yields many fruits.
它在经过十字架的磨练，它成为面粉。
And go through the crushing and trials of cross.And become flour.
讲到真实的粮食，一定从十字架和复活的经历里面来。
True bread has to come from the experience of the cross and resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，希望有老练像以利沙这样子的人。
There has to be mature people like Elisha.
他有这么丰富十字架和复活的生命在里面。
It's full of life of cross and the resurrection.
他有老练，有属天的智慧，为神儿女们解毒。
He is insightful with spiritual wisdom. He knows how to get rid of the deadly poison.
今天在世界各地，你可以看得见一个教会一个教会被沦陷，被仇敌异端给攻取了。
Today, all over the world, the enemy is trying to destroy churches after churches with heresies and cults.
因为我们缺少像以利沙这样子的人。
And then that's because we lack mature people like Elijah.
同样的，我们也希望有单纯像这个小孩子。
And we also hope to have.People like the little children of pure heart
can 把自己交给主
can offer themselves to the Lord.
当主耶稣说拿过来给我的时候
when the Lord says bring them to me,
希望我们教会有更多的弟兄姊妹把自己有限的交给主
that more people from our church can offer ourselves to the Lord.
不要以为你的祷告没什么，你开口出来，主就祝福教会。
Don't think that your prayer is nothing. When you open your mouth and pray, God will bless our church.
不要以为你一点点的分享算不了什么。交出来主就祝福教会啊。
Do not despise your little bit of sharing. Give it to the Lord. The Lord will bless the church.
哎，弟兄姊妹，伯利恒之家是神家的实际，讲到口粮有余。
So the house of Bethlehem represents the reality of God's house. that we have food to spare.
像那个浪子说的，我的父亲家里口粮有余，我竟在这里饿死吗？
It's like the prodigal son says, my father's servants have food to spare, and I'm here starving to death.
所以他起来回父家去了。
So he rose up and went back to his father's house.
不需要贫穷，不需要饥饿的。
We don't have to be poor, we don't have to be hungry.
我们真的巴不得我们中间真的有丰富的粮食。
I hope that we'll have abundant food in our midst.
我们希望全地的教会都能够真正符合神家的实际。
We hope that all the churches of God in this world will have this reality.
当遍地饥荒的时候。
So when famine comes to the earth.
我们一起来读最后一段的经文。
Let's read the last scripture together.
希望这个成为我们的祷告。
Hope that will be our prayer.
成为我们为了自己教会也为了众教会的祷告。
That will be our prayer for our church and for churches of God.
约瑟把粮食寄存在各城里，各城周围田地的粮食都寄存在本城里。约瑟积蓄五谷甚多，如同海边的沙，无法计算，因为谷不可胜数。当时饥荒遍满天下，约瑟开了各处的仓，各地的人都到约瑟那里籴粮。啊，这巴不得是我们为了自己教会和众教会的祷告。
Hope that will be our prayer for our church and the churches of God.
希望神家不仅仅像伯大尼全心满足神。
Not only that the house of God will be like the house of Bethany to satisfy God's heart.
全家教会也像伯利恒。
And the house of God will be like the house of Bethlehem.
在这里有丰富生命的供应。
That we have an abundant supply of life.
在这里口粮有余。
We have food to spare.
凡有需要的都可以来。
Anyone who has a need can come.
我们再用波阿斯的话作为提醒，不要往别人的田里去。
Let's be reminded by the words of Boaz. Do not go to other people's fields.
在主的话上好好受教。
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.